Laughable Losers!
Hello, and welcome to 2015! Yep. Happy New Year, I know it's been a while, but we're back, bigger and better than ever.
Well, I've grown a bit, so physically, but...
I've grown out with Christmas. No, but yeah, it's been a while, but you know, we had Christmas, didn't we? And we did try, but we didn't want to do it half-heartedly, we wanted to do it properly, so we're back.
Didn't want another live fiasco.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah. I wish there was a radio station, because then we could play...
Well, if, if we'd planned it, we could have done.
Yeah, you can do what we want. Yeah, I guess.
Like, no one's listening anyway. It'll cost a fortune in royalties if that's what we start doing.
Yeah, well, only if we start making money.
See, if I told you I was going to use that setup, we could have had it ready, but...
Yeah.
Maybe that's the charm of the podcast.
Yeah. Maybe on YouTube, hang on a minute.
Maybe all 12 people that listen can tell us how far they like it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's good as well, we're talking over each other. And you eat in, brilliant, that's a good
thing. Someone does a review. It's like, well, what are the ones stop eating throughout the whole podcast?
Once I need to make some personal calls. It's just 10 minutes.
Yeah.
No, but we are back, we're going to try and get these out.
It's not mine, woo!
My dance mind, so I'll get a couple of men.
Yeah.
Drunk ones, what's the best?
Yeah, well, I'm drinking now.
I'm drunk for 2 years. Not drinking, it's so boring. So you wake up in the morning feeling like fresh, it's like, ugh. No, so seriously, it's like, not being hard, I thought it'd be, but a lot of times, the weekend's weird, and you only sit down and put a film or something, or...
Well, I think I could do it quite easily, but that's why I haven't bothered doing it, because, like, it wouldn't be much.
Well, like I said, well, you're coming down this weekend, so I won't do the whole January, but...
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try and stop drinking during the week, around the house.
Yeah.
If I go out, I'll go to the pub and meet some people, a friend, that's fine, I'll have a few beers. But drinking around the house, I'm going to try and... Monday to Thursday, try and stop doing that.
Yeah. I was trying to stop drinking alone.
And that's the best time to drink. Mate. Say stop eating, it's actually doing my head in.
Right. I got some sweets, so they'll be a little bit more slow. I'll try and... I'm not going to stop eating altogether, but I'll try eating some of them.
Do you know what I've started doing? It's been a bit revolutionary.
What?
Putting sweets in the fridge and making them rock hard.
That's
it's so weird.
What's the... Alright. I'll have to
take words. That's the first tip on the podcast.
Yes. Yeah,
giving out life lessons. Yeah. No, we've actually got a few... We have got a few... Mike, you're doing fucking idiot.
Nah, just going in my home.
Oh, Mike, just slightly stay where they are. I might get some free stuff.
Yeah, Haribo.
Better than wine gums.
Yeah.
unless wine gums are interesting. Wine gums are better than Haribo. Yeah.
They're all exactly the same.
Oh, could you imagine someone like Haribo got behind us and started like sponsoring us? As if they want this sort of publicity.
Yeah.
Do you want your product to reach about 20 people? If so, sponsor us.
Your product's reaching millions of people? How's 1,020,000 sound?
Yeah, that extra 20 is all you need, isn't it? That's the difference.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was on a podcast, I'm trying to play Football Manager as well, but I'm putting that down.
Alright, I'll put down.
Right, just start off with this new feature, Mike.
Yeah, start off.
Right, new feature. Planned, ready?
Yeah, wait. Yeah, ready.
Go.
Quiz my
I asked Mike some questions. Right, there's... Actually, we'll probably plan this first, but there's... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... There's 7 clues, yeah?
Right.
Do you want to guess after each one, or do you want to hear all 7, then have one guess?
I'll comment on whether I think I've got it or not.
No, you've got to decide now.
You what?
Go after each one.
Right.
Yeah. The first few you probably won't get it right, ready?
Yeah. All the same thing.
What do you mean are they all the same thing?
All the clues for one thing.
Yeah, all the clues. There's one answer.
Right, there's 7 clues. Far, really.
Yeah, I know, but I'm giving the insight to the listeners behind the scenes. Right, ready?
Yeah.
Play along with that at home if you like.
Yeah.
I was born 2nd December. What's that?
No,
well, fucking kind of do something like me. I was born 2nd of December 1960 in Sheffield.
Yeah.
Second clue. I attended Tapton Secondary School where they formed the band Atomic Mass.
No.
I share my name with a former American wrestler who went by the name of Heavy Metal.
That's cool. People from Sheffield. I don't think of, are Arctic Monkeys from Sheffield? I think they are.
Do you think someone from the Arctic Monkeys was born in 1960?
I don't know. I'm just saying. That's what Sheffield's my big clue. No, right. Human League are from Sheffield, I think.
Right. The next clue, yeah?
Yeah.
I contracted Bella Palsy, in 1994, which resulted in half my face being paralysed.
Right.
I started playing bass as I was told I wasn't the best guitarist in the band.
And half his... A bassist with half his face paralysed?
I think he might have got better.
Alright.
These last two are probably where you'll get it.
Yeah.
My band has sold over 100 million albums, but we only had two number ones.
It's not the guy at Stone Roses, is it?
No. One in 1987.
He just looks like he has a paralysed face.
And one in 1992.
How many albums is there?
They've sold over 100 million albums, but only had two number one albums. One in 1987 and one in 1992.
The thing about not being the best bass player in the band, things like... I recognise someone saying that, but... I don't know.
No, he's the best bass player in the band.
Oh, like you said, he wasn't the best guitarist in the band.
Yeah, he wasn't. That's why he played bass. This is why he played bass, yeah?
Yeah.
My latest album, this is the band. The latest album was released in 2008 called Songs from the Sparkle Lounge.
Nope.
You know, got it. That my clue, but I'll give you some more, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you the two number one albums, yeah?
Yeah.
Hysteria and Adrenalize.
Sounds like the worst band ever. Are they a famous band? Are they a big band?
Yeah.
Hysteria, the Muse.
Hey.
Yeah.
What was
the number one singles called?
Right, it's the number one singles. Have a look. I'll give you the bit. You've got a memory. Right. Wow, they never had a.
This is a shamble.
They've never had a number one single. They've never had a number one single.
Do you want to say that again?
That's amazing. I can't believe that. Right, I, this is the highest charting single.
Oh, hang on a minute. What? Yeah, I remember podcast. Alright. You got me on it? Alright. Sorry, go again.
Did you pause it then?
No. I'll let it out later if you want, whatever.
No, it's alright. Who was that came in, your mum?
No, I'm brother.
Should have got my podcast.
Could help. I don't really want to be on it, but.
Right, the biggest selling single. Was called off the album Hysteria.
Oh, Def Leppard, innit? I thought Def Leppard from Sheffield.
So who am I?
No, I don't know. I don't know what the best player from Def Leppard is called.
Come on, you should know this.
Why?
Well, okay, I'll give you a clue, yeah?
Yeah.
He's not the... He's Rick Savage.
I don't know, I wouldn't know the name. I don't know.
That was a good quiz.
Yeah. Right.
I thought you'd got that, to be honest.
I'm not a big fan of Def Leppard.
But you're into music. Well, not really.
Did you choose that?
Yeah, I went on the Wikipedia page and just.
All right, I'll do one for you next time. Right.
And I thought you'd got it with I share my name with a former American wrestler who went by the name Heavy Metal.
What, Heavy Metal Rick Savage? No, I've never heard of him at all.
Have you heard of him? You thought you're a wrestling fan?
I don't actually, Matt. I think your questions were geared towards someone else.
That's the first new feature of 2015 down the drain.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I say I was at work on the morning when that Paris terrorist attack things, some Charlie things happened. And
the Charlie things.
I've done my research, Matt. Yeah, you can tell. And this, you know, like old people, like just what their things, just like. Like, whenever, like, you discuss, like, race or anything, it's just like, whoa, as soon as they say the first thing. This guy just came in, bought his paper with it on the front cover, and just said, it won't be long before Muslims are running this country. What does that even mean?
Oh, dare you, mate. What did you say to him?
I just went, I don't want to agree, but then I don't want to, like, start a big debate.
Did he leave the shock channel? EDL,
no, it's just, it's not even, like, extreme old people. It's just the average old person. That's what they're thinking. It's fine.
It was pretty brutal, that, to be fair, wasn't it?
Yeah. I seen the video?
Yeah, I've seen loads of stuff about it. This could sound really, really nasty, yeah? But why did that woman let them in?
Oh, yeah. People were, like, balaclava, isn't that?
Yeah, the nice gun. She said she thought it was a joke.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know.
Talking about jokes, we'll come back to Smith. Did you know about the two lads? Two lads are going to a fantasy. One was dressed as the Joker, and one was dressed as Batman. And they were walking past an apartment building that was on fire. And they ran in, trying to warn people to get out, and no one believed them. Because what they're wearing.
Yeah.
That's well bad, isn't it?
Well, yeah. But I wouldn't believe anyone.
But do you know what I mean? Like, could you imagine trying to tell someone, like, seriously, you, honestly, I'm not even joking, your house is on fire.
Yeah.
Doing it dressed as Batman and the Joker. You'd be like, fuck off, dickhead.
Well, did Batman take the mask off? Was he doing a Batman impression?
I think it was Charlie. I think it was Christian Bale, actually.
Yeah, I bet he was doing the Batman, the Adam West Batman impression. Like, your house is on fire, you'd better get out of here right now.
It'd have been better if they'd been dressed as Bane. And they'd go, what? I don't know what you're saying, mate. My house is what?
Your house was on fire.
I don't know what you're saying.
You see, you know, Tim Booth was in Batman Begins.
Yeah.
Apparently, Christian Bale's a massive James fan. He went over to him, but he always, because he's like a method actor, and he was like in character, and he just went, "Are you Tim Booth?" And he was like, "Yeah." And he went, "Really changed my life." It's like, what?
The? I bet Tim Booth got proper into that.
Yeah, well, he owns a. He does dance lessons, doesn't he? Where they dance to Underworld.
I don't know if spending the day with him would be fun or just weird. Do you know what I mean? You get the impression that you could have the best day of your life.
Yeah.
Or just by what the fuck is going on here.
Yeah. I imagine you'd be in like a shopping centre or something and a song would come on the radio that he likes and he'd just like start dancing and like all his mad dancing in the middle of a shop or something. It's like, oh, I just leave it out to him.
Oh, yeah, I've been nightmare, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's all like meditation stuff, isn't it? Like, yeah. You get popular, like, finally gets like a buzz off it.
Yeah.
Just imagine going for a night out, like, I've had a few drinks to loosen up, and he's like, let's get into the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's in like a country pub, and he puts me on the jukebox and just stands in the corner.
Yeah, so I mean, like, it'd be like, remember that pub in, Cleeth or so we went, and like, to get food, and the only menu was just pies. Various pies, and it was like, it was like a cowboy bar. It was like walking around, yeah. Everyone just turned around and stared at us.
Blunder Park Hotel?
Yeah. Locals only in here, boys.
That was probably. I've been there before, but only for a drink.
Yeah.
It was a bit...
Bloody a bit intense, yeah. You know them, like, there's one that just opened in the Metro Centre and that. And you know the, like, 50s diners? Like, modern ones.
Yeah, they're always, like, so shit.
And I think, like... They should be more accurate and they should have all the racist stuff, like, they should have, like, a coloured entrance and stuff. Imagine that, and they were just saying, like, well, it was the time, you want to eat in a 50s bar.
Yeah, but that's like going, when you go to a Chinese restaurant, you don't expect to be no human rights in there, do you?
No, but...
So you don't expect the workers to be, like, fucking, I know what you mean, that it's not often, if you want authenticity, go to fucking the Deep South.
Yeah, exactly.
I imagine it's still like
50s
that.
Bars, yeah. Some hidden areas where it's like still the same.
Oh, could you imagine going down to like a proper old, like, you know when you watch like films in the island, like the Deep South?
Yeah.
Can you imagine going to one of those parts in real life? I bet it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Hey there, can I have a pint of beer, please? What's that?
Yeah.
We only serve this drink that's got 3 X's. What even is that?
Yeah.
Still selling moonshine.
Yeah. They do still make it, don't they?
You do know the prohibition's over. Not down here, it's not.
Yeah.
What? I think it is, mate.
Yeah.
Probably still think the Civil War's going on.
I imagine, like, obviously they have a lot of police in that area, but why would you want to become a policeman? Like, you'd have to turn a blind eye to so many things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why would you even bother? You say, I may as well just quit.
Yeah, being a cop is way better in this country, though.
Yeah, you guns at that.
Well, they just, like, you know in this country when you watch, like, police, like, programmes?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, police camera action.
Yeah.
It's always like, oh, the Greater Manchester Police is trying a boxing manoeuvre. In America, it's like, smash their police cars. Like,
shoot guns at them. Throw grenades at them.
Like, in this country, like, to, like, ooh, don't want to damage this little shitty Ford Escort. They're like, oh, fuck it, bang.
Yeah. I've noticed in the ones we watch, like, Road Wars and that. The ones where it's in England. It's always like, they say like, he's going down. And then like, giving them all the things like, oh yeah, you've been caught, this isn't your number plate, you're not insuring or anything. And then like right at the end of the show it goes, he was found to have an illegal car and he'd stolen it and killed three people. He was away on a six months community service. And then it's like, that's how it ends.
£200.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. This guy is a kid, he was fined £200.
There's a video going viral at the moment.
No, the policeman singing Taylor Swift.
No.
Alright, sorry.
Why did you jump to that conclusion?
Because it's about policemen in America.
No, it's about this, it's just in America. This is weird anyway, but in America, like, when there's like a big, like, police chase, the news follow it. I mean, that's weird.
Yeah.
But there's this guy on a bike, and, he just ran from the police. He got pulled over to him, like, a misdemeanor, but he's bolted.
Yeah.
So there's loads of police following him. He's on a freeway in LA, and like the news helicopter's following him, and he's wearing this like massive beige jacket, and like they're following him, and he pulls up into this car park, just throws his jacket away, and then just casually walks past the police and didn't even realise.
That's right. I always said if I was getting chased by a police helicopter, which is bound to happen eventually, but I managed to like outrun the cars, I'd just drive to like a massive shopping centre. Drive right to the front, run inside, just go to the nearest clothes shop and buy some new clothes. And then leave out the other entrance.
Well, after all my GTA training, I just shoot the helicopter down.
Oh, yeah.
I just go to my apartment, go to bed and wake up. Five stars are gone.
Get my car painted, it'll be alright. Like,
I might settle
quick,
that.
Quick paint my car.
Oh, imagine setting that up as a business.
Yeah. Really quick car.
Oh, you're doing like body repairs. No, when people are after the police, when people are being chased by the police, they come in. I quickly spray a different colour and they just drive off.
Just one spray can, just over. Spray it everywhere. Bad jobs all over the windows and that. Like, go! They won't suspect a thing.
Oh, right. Do you think we'll ever make a GTA movie?
I hope so.
Oh, just walking around in my suit. Oh, what's that in my pocket? A rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Oh, another shotgun.
Just
imagine how amazing life would be if you just do cheats and get like $1,000 or whatever. You know, the money cheats you can do. Why don't someone invent them in real life? Just walking down the street, up, down, circle, like, oh, God, got £1 million.
Yeah, it'd be good if one person had it, but, it'd be good to that person, but, like, everyone just, like, quit work and that. Because why would you need to work and then, like, everything just collapse?
I think you thought it was still a bit too much.
I was thinking, it's like sometimes I can't sleep and like I weighed the whole scenario up in my mind.
So like I've always thought, you know, people go, oh, if I had one wish, I wish I had £1 million. My wish would be that I always had the right change in my pocket. So you say whatever I wanted, I always had it in my pocket.
Yeah,
it's unlimited.
Can you buy like a housing on cash at
the moment? Yeah, I guess. Of course you can. Do what I want. Okay, I've got the exact change in my pocket.
Pockets would explode though. You're like, yes, I'd like to buy this house.
Oh yeah, again, that's the biggest flaw, is it?
Yeah.
Basically, before the podcast, we had a bit of a depressing discussion about work and money, so I'm pretty desperate to actually get this sort of wish come true.
Yeah.
I mean, where do you even find genies? I'm in desperate need.
I don't know if they exist or not. I'm starting to believe they might just be, like, stories.
I'm doing very well on Football Manager, by the way, so caught 11 there.
Are you still playing, aren't you?
Yeah, of course I am.
I've got a podcast going on, man.
In a Susaloo in Italy.
Yeah. I haven't even had one wank in this podcast. you're there playing Football Manager.
Do you think this is the worst podcast out?
Nah, there'll be some 12-year-olds that make one that's just as bad as this one.
Checking that on the award. You know the Razzies, isn't it? About the worst films and that.
Yeah.
Checking will be nominated for the worst podcast.
I hope so.
Although I suppose we have to listen to actually get nominated for that.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, I think someone has to hear it to realise. We'll submit ourselves. You said you and your brother used to do a radio show when you were younger. I bet if you listen to that back, I bet that's better than this.
This wasn't a radio show. Yeah, we pretended to be radio. Well, we pretended we were on the radio. We weren't broadcasting it.
Yeah, but...
I mean, Radio 1, you know, they didn't pick up on us.
Then you used to record them on the tapes or anything.
Yeah.
No, I bet if you listen to one of them back, it'd be better than this.
It'd be class, I don't know. It'd be funnier.
I mean, it's pretty sad because, like, the technology's there now where, like, in theory, you could have a radio station, but you know what I mean? Like, imagine if you were kids in this time. You'd, like, we was, like, you were your own pretending to make a radio station. You could just have one now if you're a kid. You can do anything.
Yeah.
Like, when I was little, I used to make little films and that. And then, like, if I could do it now, I'd just put them on YouTube and everyone could see them and that. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. I know we're not old. But on Christmas Day, we had some family round. And there was two kids. I think, I know.
How do you have any family left?
What? No, not in my family.
Alright.
I don't know.
For anyone wondering where that question came from.
I don't know, there were maybe 11, 14, 12 and 14, right? And they literally both just sat there on their iPads for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, I think people have like lost that ability to like, you know, it's just weird, like, If I'd been that age and I'd, like, at a family do, and I just sat on my phone or on a podcast, my mum would have hit me on the back of the head. Don't you know, what are you doing? Like, talk to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know them well enough? Like, are the proper...
Yeah, the Mike's grandkids.
Ah, right, yeah.
Actually, I've met them loads of times, but...
The one who came bowling?
Yeah.
I mean, part of me thinks it's sad, but then, like... Part of me realises that part of me is, like, that's probably what, like, our grandparents said about
us. Oh, yeah, it's exactly the same. Like, yeah, don't, like,
you know what I mean? So I was like,
yeah, you're not playing with a bit of a hoop and a stick. Yeah. Oh, no, Grandad, they died out years ago. What?
Yeah, we've got, like, electricity in toys now.
But do you know what I think is mad? Like, I was thinking, like, can you imagine being, like, a kid, let's say, I don't know, in the 40s or 50s, yes, after the war?
Yeah.
What the fuck do you do in the evening? When it's dark, just sit there on the fucking radio. Oh, shit.
When they were alive, their idea of heaven would be, like, not even, like, what, like, life is like now.
I know.
I just wish I was just, like, eating a big cream cake or something, whatever, bottom in the 40s. And then, like, that's just, like, we can do that whenever we want.
All right, download a cream cake. Oh, sorry. Mate, I can see you still eating. I'm drinking.
Oh, we have to get on it. You know, that's where the coffee comes from.
You know, you can do you can stream stuff on the internet. Yeah. We should do a 24-hour podcast stream.
Yeah, I get one view. Get for 10 minutes and signs out again.
Yeah, well, we could do that and like the suicide. Hotline could link us in.
Yeah.
I think you're all like these two of you.
Yeah.
that's our demographic.
I imagine they just sat there, the view count, and they're like, whoa, no, don't go, we'll do something. Yeah.
We'd go up to one and have a power cut.
Yeah. We've like built the server ourselves out of a potato.
Oh. So come on, we need some new features. 2015 started.
Right, well.
I know what'll save us. Advice.
Yeah.
Then we just log on to the old...
The last podcast we did was just all advice, wasn't it?
No, it's the go-to thing, isn't it?
Yeah. We said, oh, we're going to have loads to talk about, and here we are.
Oh, I've got a piece of advice, Michael. Oh.
Has someone just emailed in after?
They must have known we started the show. Yeah. Oh, shit, I've lost it. I've still... Oh, the fuck, where is it? Oh, no, I've had a mare. Just talk among yourself, listeners.
Well, I work the room. So,
How was your Christmas, by the way, Mike?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I ordered a Smashing Pumpkins reissue from, like, their shop. They never came, so... Just got a refund on that.
Sounds the most depressing Christmas ever.
I only got the refund like, yesterday as well. It's been probably chew on.
How was your Christmas, Mike? I got a refund.
Yeah.
Brilliant. When you come up this weekend,
yeah.
My brother's showing this store... You'll like it because there's loads of like, old records. There's a memorabilia store.
Oh, yeah.
They've got loads of nasty stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. It's quite popular, isn't it, though, with collectors and that?
It's right, Russ. And but then the weirdest thing is they've got signed pictures of people on the bill.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. I've got some advice up for you, Mike.
Yep. Hit it.
Right. It's a bit weird, this. So.
Yep.
Right. Dear Laughable Losers.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I have been sending sexy messages to my mum on a social networking site. I know it is wrong, but it's so exciting. I'm 22, stop eating, dickhead. I'm 22 and my dad left us 15 years ago. My mum is 40. I recently went on the computer after her and saw she had been on a networking site. I was curious, so I made up a name for myself and messaged her later from my laptop saying I like older women and found her sexy. She replied. She felt very flattered. I asked if she masturbates. When she replied yes, I know it's wrong, but it turned me on. She keeps asking for a photo of me, which of course I can't give her. She's now asked if I want to cam with her. And I'm hoping she will let me watch her without showing her who I am. I feel ashamed of what I'm doing, but the thought of seeing her without a bra is amazing. Would it do any harm just to watch her undress and delete my address and forget about it?
Well,
Mike, any advice? Well, you've been in a similar situation, haven't you?
Now, what you should do is get one of his mates on webcam that his mum hasn't met, and then like he can pretend to be him, and then record it, and then he'll be able to see his mum fingering herself on a webcam that way.
Well, I'm going to say something completely different.
Alright, I don't know how it could be interpreted. I don't know what...
I probably wouldn't. Just out there. I probably wouldn't get sexually involved with my own mum. It's risky, isn't it? The relationship could break down.
Yeah.
Who's lying? I mean, that's weird. I mean, that is generally mental. That is weird as anything. But then writing in about it, to us, of all people.
Yeah, I think the weirdest thing about it is, like, thinking it's alright. Like, thinking, like even if you thought like that, like, you would also think, like, all right, this isn't socially acceptable.
Yeah, I shan't say anything. I'll
press all that, yeah. It's like, it's weirder the fact that he's just said, like, you know what, I do, I'm going to tell the Laughable Losers.
Put it out there to tens of people.
Yeah.
That's not that many.
Ones of people.
Yeah, it's just... The whole world's pretty fucked up, to be honest, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just... I think it depends... How old did he say it was?
He's 22. Nah, I think he was 18 when she had him, so she might be a yummy mummy, but...
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, I'll give it a go. The thing is, like... here's my final word on it. No women are as good-looking naked as you expect them to be. So, get a strip, and then you'll realise you're not missing out on anything.
But I mean, there's so much weird stuff on the internet, porn-wise. I mean, I've seen some weird stuff. If you're into that, you can find weird stuff online.
Yeah.
You don't need to be emailing and going, oh, get your top off. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Idiots. Yeah. Fucking weirdos.
It's probably watching too much pornography has got him into that mess.
Yeah, maybe so.
It's like deadened his brain into it, and now he's like trying to see his mum naked. That's my advice. Stop watching as much pornography.
There are a lot of studies that suggest that, aren't there?
Yeah.
Maybe it's sort of maybe creeping onto me, but... No, but I mean, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe just, like, try and go a couple of months without watching any pornography and then see if you still want to have sex with your own mum.
So, advice given.
Yeah.
From Laughable Losers.
I think I found a song better than Bang Bang, you know?
What?
I think I found a song better than that Bang Bang Into the Room song.
What song's that?
Remember, we were going on about it, that Ariana Grande, Jessie J, Nicki Minaj song.
Oh, that's not a great song, so
yeah, we're going on about great, isn't it? I still think it's a great song.
Were we?
Yeah, we're talking about it in another podcast.
Oh, God, then what's a better song than that? There's loads, I imagine.
No, there isn't. Matt, you were all for it at the time.
Go on, name one better song than that.
Oh, yeah, I was all for it at the time. Better act like I was still all for it. There's some Laughable Losers to
go. Alright, go on. It's the anthem of 2014.
For the listener at home.
Jane, because he's going up with Nicki Minaj. She's doggled.
Were you like Ariana Grande at the time?
Yeah, she looks like a kid.
You ever been to a school, Matt?
Oh, this is fun. This is a new YouTube stream. Hopefully there's an ad first, but listen to that.
No, there isn't. I've downloaded that thing. Stop! Alright, so that's what that song sounds like. Alright, I'm gonna play the song that might have topped Bang Bang in the Room as the best song of the night. You ready?
Yep.
It's lovely now.
Hey, I can be the answer. I'm ready to dance when the vamp up. Then when I hit that zip, get your camera. You can see even that bitch hit the tamper. In the DM, that young sister beacon. The bitch who wants to compete and the freak that pump with the teeth. And you know what your bitch become when her weep in. I just wanna sip that punch, bitch. Sit in that lunch. If you want to be, you know what I get that. I get any in it. I back. That's the new on the town. What's up? Don't you
hear me? Nah.
Azealia. Who are. That's not her, I can't remember who that is.
Making fun of Chinese. No, quick.
We'll see. We'll see.
Actually, I haven't checked the emails for a long time. I was checking for the advice. I'll check.
Yeah.
I'll move me off for a second. It would be nice to smash the emails.
Not for
do you want to go to the GM show? Well, I can't do that. So. That's just, here we go. How do I just check my emails? It's ridiculous. This podcast started as good as the last one finished, really.
Yeah. We're good. We're constant.
We've got no emails.
No emails, then.
We're funny little.
Well.
From the big cartel base.
That's from a t-shirt supplier, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That genuinely is, isn't it?
Yeah. They ran out of t-shirts. Send more!
We can't be getting t-shirts made up. Oh.
What was it said?
Yeah, it's just saying, like, we're going to new...
Stop my microphone, then.
Yeah, so after the Wolf t-shirt's available, Resident.
Yeah.
£250 pop there.
You see, Kanye West sold that plain white t-shirt for $300.
He's a fucking mug. He's a genuine absolute tool. He's listening to this. I'm calling him out. Did you talk about Kanye West? He's a joke rapper. He's just like, he's like a parody of a rapper. Like, he's awful.
Yeah. We should handle all our interviews like Kanye West when the podcast takes off. Play kicks and all that.
He's an absolute I say hate him. I hate him because he's got no more talent than I have.
Yeah. I mean, like, they should just
like,
yeah, it's because, like, the whole thing of jogging pants is they're supposed to be, like, breathable fabric, but ridiculous.
Kanye West, he's a molly. The thing is, like, he's going out, he's married to the most people in the world. Kim Kardashian's like a proper dog.
Yeah, I imagine she's too big.
Kim Kardashian breaks the internet picture. Did you see the one that wasn't for shot?
Yeah.
That's awful.
My girlfriend's just got in from work. Do you want to,
Who's that?
Get her on the podcast.
Yeah.
Olivia's just got in from work.
We'll ring her, but don't take her on the podcast. Is that a normal conversation?
No, I won't. I say come on Skype, and then I'll play the calling people theme tune. See if she lasts longer than Matt Cooper.
Can I get in on this? Or what happens? Do I not get in?
Yeah, I'll invite you to our conversation.
Oh, three-way.
Yeah.
Three-way weekend. Yeah.
Conversation.
I'll get on Camden and get out. So you heard about all those kids that commit suicide, or not, or a few people commit suicide because they've gone on Skype And like, you know, I mentioned earlier, I've had those like models trying at me. They had them, and the model's like, oh, take your pants off, like, shows you, strip. They strip, they record you, and then blackmail you, saying, if you don't give us 10 grand, we're going to send it to all your family and friends.
That wouldn't really bother me.
No one's going to want to watch it.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a video of Mike naked. Well, I don't see that.
Oh. It's like when they go, anyone in my family, oh, I've been naked, but I've got dad. I go, yeah, have a look. So, why commit suicide? Like, who cares?
Right, I'm gonna try and,
Mate, take that lolly out of your mouth and shove your ass. Is it an old school lolly? It's like a kid's lolly. They are
only ones,
years.
No, it's like, they
just don't taste of anything.
Only, like,
fuck out.
It's like two colours. I bought me a box of sweets for Christmas.
Jesus, and you remember working in primary school?
Yeah, well, I always have sweets, so don't worry about that.
I've got some sweets in the fridge.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, freezing sweets. Hell, the weirdo here, Pat.
Just reading an article about a kid. It's called Oscar Wilde. He's 16. He describes himself as an anti-conformist, and he now has to sit his GCSEs in isolation. So he's got a mohawk. But a mohawk's like a back off with some eyes.
Yeah, David Beckham.
So if you are against conformist, if you are an anti-conformist, like he describes...
The only thing shocking now is like being terrorists. They're the only real non-conformists.
Yeah,
they're
so many...
their own religion, so.
Never now, it's like.
Yeah, kind of boring.
Yeah. Oh, different.
Yeah. Olivia is watching TV with her brother, and she said, when that's finished, she'll come on Skype, so then we'll try and get her a podcast. So that's everyone's get excited about that, so she'll get on the podcast.
We're in Adam up. I imagine if you were Adam at 5 in the morning during the podcast, it'd still be up for it.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, hello, who's this? Hey, Adam, you're on the podcast. And he'd inspire.
Yeah! As soon as he hears the music, he's just, yes! I haven't fought me in ages, so I've been so bored.
You know Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Of course you think. He's getting roasted by Comedy Central. I bet there's people queuing up to do it.
Yeah. He's a really easy target.
Apparently he's been requesting to go on it for years.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's actually quite funny, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, he's a victim of his own situation, really.
Well, he just seems to have a laugh about himself,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Well, he's got all that money in that, and then he's like, his life's like mental, so like, and he can't have really any sort of like normal person friends. So it's like, that's what you'd expect.
That James Franco comedy roast is unbelievably funny.
Yeah, Andy Samberg is the best on that. You got the worst reaction, which is the best one.
Yeah, the have you seen the one with Steve, though?
Yeah, where she says, oh, we all wish it was you that was dead.
It's a bit daft, but...
Someone's a comedian.
Got nothing else to say. The real funny ones are the people like, when James Franco, who's like, laugh about it. Because like, you do occasionally get them to, like... Is it, was it? Super much funny, isn't it? Hey, Seth MacFarlane, ain't no motherfucker watching the Clue show. Yeah. But like, you get the impression that he'd worked on that. I mean, like...
They love writing that,
mate. Yeah, like Jay Franco, and it's all like comedians as well. Yeah, it's like, just off the top of the head, just taking a piss out of him.
Yeah. Oh, stuff. Matt, there's this...
Doesn't matter.
There's this, you know, they have them like, 80s cruise ship things. Where you go on, there's like 80s bands.
Yeah, my brother had the opportunity to go on a cruise party to one last year.
On an 80s cruise?
No, it was just like a boat that went out for a day.
Oh, yeah, like a booze cruise.
Yeah.
Well, there's this one I've just seen, the 80s cruise, and it's, it doesn't say where it sets off from or anything. No, it's only America, but it's Huey Lewis in the News, Richard Marx, Starship.
I've seen Starship.
Cool and the Gang, A Flock of Seagulls, and like a load of other ones. Oh, Wang Chung. But, like, Cool and the Gang. What are they doing an 80s nostalgic thing?
I imagine it's just one or two of them.
Yeah. Well, they're on at Glastonbury, weren't they? But I don't know.
But if you get that.
Original. What?
You get that, don't you? Like, yeah. you have like one or two. There must be about 10 in the Cool and the Gang anyway, probably more than that.
Yeah. Well, we went to see Public Enemy and there was a lot of just like black guys stood around doing nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
I know.
Well, Corn and the Gang released their first Christmas album in 2013. It was called...
Still trying to stay relevant.
It was called Cool for the Holidays.
Yeah, that's good.
That's actually quite a good album, though.
Yeah. But, it was Richard Marx. I only said him because he was in, like, the top thing. I actually have no idea who he is.
Richard Marx.
Richard Marx, yeah. What's his most famous?
The Karl Marx's son. I don't know, I just have no idea. I can imagine on the 80s crew, like two black lads. Yeah. I look class as well.
I don't know, I mean. He's got this song called Right Here Waiting. Let's have a look.
For me, he's about...
Well, this looks like his biggest hit.
He's not really an 80s. Most of his things are in the 90s.
Alright, sounds cool. See what the chorus is like.
Sad song.
This is chorus. yeah.
I know this song.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed
though. Let's skip forward a minute. Drums out. I don't know.
Yeah. That's all because I
know. He's sticking to the...
He's not a conformist. He sticks to his musical beliefs.
Yeah, so... Starship, we know that. Cool and the Gang. Focus Eagles did that I Run So Far Away song.
It shows that, like, you know, like a band has like one or two hits.
Yeah.
It shows how much, like...
How much you can milk it.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities. So I bet they've been on one of them, they earn a fair... Not a lot of money, but they'll earn a decent little living.
Yeah.
That's what we need to start podcasting from Cruise.
Just do redoing old podcasts.
Remember this one, ladies and gentlemen. It's a podcast, 2.5.
Just reading it out. Like, don't make scripts of them all, and just, like, read them out. Okay, Matt Cooper's just stood there and he just doesn't do anything.
Hey, Matt. Hello. Bye-bye.
Oh, we just phone Matt Cooper. He's not aware what we're doing. We just phone Matt Cooper every...
Every day, three times a day.
Yeah.
You ever been on like a cruise?
No. No, it'd be quite good, I imagine, but. Have you, like?
You've been on the night cruise, like night ships to like Amsterdam and,
That's not like a cruise, though, is it?
Yes!
Is it a ferry?
Yeah, there's entertainment that on.
What?
Entertainment and that.
How's it?
Yeah, like, we're on there all night, bars, people just get battered, and it's just like, shit. Like, shit, you actually are absolutely awful.
Yeah, well,
And that's my ambition.
Yeah. And, like, the ultimate holiday would be to go to America, like, do Florida, 2 weeks in Florida. I'd do, like, a road around America or something, but I just can't afford it.
Yeah, you just need to afford it or something.
Yeah, well, that's what I said, I can't
afford it. Bloody hell, like, my friend just put a picture of them on Facebook, yeah? And he's obviously at a friend's wedding or something, yeah? And there must be, I'm gonna say countless. There's 15 people in the photo, yeah? And they're all like, they're obviously all like family. They're all Chinese and there's just him on the end. That's ridiculous. I wonder how he knows them. It's weird. It's very, very peculiar.
It's not your mate who's, A white person speaks with a Chinese accent.
Yeah, he's not a mate, he's a racist guy. He's not very racist. So we need to get Chi on the podcast.
Yeah. He probably lost his SIM card on the other phone. That's a bill only us two get.
As opposed to the rest of the podcast.
Yeah.
This is being shit.
How long is
it? Even for you listening.
42 minutes.
Has it been snowing out on your way? Because everyone keeps raving, haven't even had any snow.
Yeah, it's a little bit. I can't bother with it. If it snows before December, then that's like sort of part of Christmas, and I enjoy it. But if it's after Christmas...
It's just shit, isn't it?
It's just like, you just want it to get warm.
Are we warm because of the months, anyway?
Just January and February. You just want to like, just sleep through it all, just get out of the way. Scrim out. Someone's at the door. Yeah? Yeah. No, we're doing podcast.
stop.
Do you want to be on the podcast?
No, thank you.
Just be on it for like 10 minutes, because we me and Matt can't think of anything else to say.
Ah, right, I'll go to bed.
Alright. Don't embarrass me on the podcast. Man. There you go.
Did you pause it then?
What?
Did you pause it?
No, it's in the podcast.
That's how Wolf was told.
You what?
Sorry, Wolf was told and your mum came in.
Yeah, well, that's the most... that's the most... that's the most exciting thing that's happened on this podcast.
It's been poor, hasn't it? Don't worry, fancy, it will get good again. Mike's coming down on Friday.
Yeah.
So we'll probably podcast, what, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah.
We'll do a 12-hour podcast Saturday.
Yeah. And then we'll just break it up. We'll have, like, the next three series as I'll find out.
Jeez, that'd be some shit, wouldn't it? Because our lives are pretty boring. We're trying to drag our podcast out for more than an hour. It'd be like, awful. Like, I've got a new feature. It's called Quirky News.
It's called what?
Quirky News.
Oh, here we go. I imagine this'll be a bit quirky.
Here we go, it could be mad. Believe it or not, I've clicked on this link before. I wonder why I kept doing that. Probably the last podcast. Wigan man arrested for trying to set the post box.
Is that?
Wigan man arrested for trying to have sex with a post box.
Yeah, we've all been there. Mate, you have to be quick with it.
I'm laughing as well, so
that's
okay.
That's not how they do the news. Just read one headline and just sit there for a bit.
A US school principal wants to stockpile cans of corn for students to use as weapons against intruders.
Fair enough.
Restaurant now offers you free food if you're beautiful. So that's
well,
where
that will be there.
Out of that. you just pay double.
I'll tell you, Matt. I was having a look at
college from the West Midlands has banned students from going to the toilet on their own. there's not much bizarre news going on.
Oh well, there you go. I was looking at on Google Maps, you know, on the satellite
thing. You're on Google?
No, I was on it. I was going on Google Maps and I was looking at Compton just to see what all the fuss is about. It looks really nice.
What are you doing?
About? Because they look really nice. It was like the school that they all moan about has a swimming pool and that. You want to try being straight out of Grimsby, straight out of
Yarn. From a ship.
Then they'll be mourning, yeah? Straight out of Compton, nice.
Maybe they're complaining they're leaving, like, oh, just straight out of Compton to nothing. Maybe they want to stay there.
Yeah. Another song, Back in a Compton.
Oh, dude, that's just really nice.
Well, hey, that's what I mean.
In California, so it's like...
Yeah, maybe, palm trees.
Maybe they meant Compton and Guildford and Surrey. so it's always sunny. Oh.
Exactly.
Whoa.
What?
I've got a message on my computer saying that this web page is being monitored and you're we are logging your internet activity.
By who? What is this? What?
Hula. It's saying it bounces you. I've made myself invisible.
Is it saying get anything?
Yeah. Ah, Compton looks proper class.
What?
Compton,
yeah.
Go on. I'm at
me. All them people making big careers more about it. You want to try living where we live?
Oh, shit.
Matt, what are you doing?
Yes, that's why my TV came on, I paused it. Oh, mate. You know, this could sound really, really stupid, yeah, but...
No, it wouldn't be out of touch with the rest of the podcast.
No, but were you under the impression that Compton was full of black people?
Well, that's how the films depict it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Compton has a population of 96,000 people, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Only 655 are African American.
It's because they keep shooting each other, isn't it?
No, but that's like... That's
yeah,
mental.
It is mad, yeah.
They're all... You got 25,000 that are white.
I'll tell you why, Matt. It's because they all went straight out.
Yeah, they all left.
Yeah, they went out of Compton.
You're 35,000 from the Pacific Isles, Pacific Islanders. So it's like, it's not a bit class.
Yeah.
The average income for the area is $42,000. That's like 30 grand a year.
Yeah.
Oh, let's move to Compton.
I know.
Straight into Compton.
It seems in America you can do like, you can get by on doing like a really sort of bad job. You know, like when they have films and it's like the dad just works in like a factory or something.
Yeah, but they got like two cars and that.
Yeah. I like The Simpsons, he works in a nuclear power plant and they've got two cars, haven't they?
My job is nuclear power plant.
They got like that couch that changes every time.
Oh no, where are you going then? Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm in the mood because we're going to the living room.
We'll wrap it up, Mike.
No, we're going to the living room. We've got more podcasts to do, man. Alright, I'm going to pause it for a bit. Mal, you ever seen Prison Break? They're bringing it back, apparently, for a fifth series.
No, I don't know, actually. Huh. No, we were just saying a minute ago, weren't we? It's one of those... The problem was, it was a very, very good idea, and I loved the first two seasons. Fantastic.
It's hard to see him.
But just, you can't develop that story, can you?
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Oh, we've escaped the prison, are now getting hunted down in, like, Panama, really, just...
Yeah, and it's like, and then it became, like, a thing about, like, a government
conspiracy. Oh, yeah, the vice president killed us.
Yeah. That was all just stupid. Because it was like his brother was in jail, and then like he was just trying to bust him out.
Yeah.
It was a good, because it was just a small, just a little premise, and then I tried to make it too.
Well, that's the problem. Loads of programs get like they were genuinely quite an idea. Then they become really popular and get great viewing figures, and then the network's so desperate to keep them, like, oh, put them back on again. Never really worked, in my opinion.
Yeah. Did you ever used to watch Lost?
No, I've never seen Lost.
Oh, that was a thing that was like a mystery thing, and they just kept bringing up new mysteries and that. And recently there was an interview with one of the writers, and it's all over now, and like the ending was just stupid.
You want a dream, was it?
No, they were all dead, and it was purgatory. But even that didn't really make sense. But there was an interview with one of the writers, and he said. Oh, how it was a writer. No, he was a producer, but his mate was a writer on Lost. And he said, he asked his mate, he said, oh, this is like mint, but how are you going to pay it all off? And the editor said, no, we're not going to. He went like, I said, you're just not going to like, there's not going to be any like conclusions or anything, not going to like say why everything. And he said, no.
The problem is, like, when you're really long, when you have a programme that goes, I don't know, how long Lost gone for? 10 seasons, maybe? Whenever you get so vested, you do have a vested interest in the characters, and you feel like a relationship with them, and you fuck up like that.
Yeah, but I don't know. I lost interest by about the fourth series. So.
I mean, it's painful, it's embarrassing, but I saw How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Admittedly, I was a bit younger, and I don't know, there's probably 10 to that. I probably watched every episode up to season 6 or 7, and then a few, but I just completely lost steam. I hadn't even seen the ending.
Yeah.
Because, like, again, it's just... They run and run these premises that just are more ludicrous to go, this is shit.
Yeah. And it's a problem with, like, them sort of, like, cinematic TV shows they make now, is it's, like... It has, like, a plan, and then, like, it just sort of, if it goes on longer than that, they don't know what to do.
Yeah, but then it makes so much money in just good view figures.
They're
not going to cancel it. They're not going to go, oh, this is shit, it's not on the head.
Yeah.
It must annoy the people who write it, because... So they've got I've got another series, and they've been thinking, yeah, but we kind of concluded it at the end of last season. But...
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Nah. If we had a TV show, it'd be like, I think the best thing to do is just make nothing happen, like in this podcast. Just make nothing happen, and then you never let anyone down. You can extend it whenever you want. So right, it's over. I know, we bothered.
Or nothing happened then, so everything happened in one episode.
Yeah.
Was it Dallas, when they had a whole season that turned out a dream?
Yeah. someone died, didn't they, because they'd left the show. And then, like, he wanted to be back on the show, so they just said it was on the tree.
I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. I know it's only TV, and I know it's not real, but you do have a sense sometimes that you're interested in the characters, and it's like, you just mugged everyone off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe this whole podcast movement.
Yeah,
or a nightmare.
Yeah. I don't think this is anyone's
dream. I fucking hope not.
Yeah. Right, do you want to call it?
this is the second half. 5 minutes in. Yeah. Go on,
well, I think the first half was...
this is awful.
The first half was 50 minutes.
So. Yeah. I just enjoy doing them, so I don't really care no one listens.
Yeah. Well, it would be nice to see some money coming.
Yeah, they almost send us money.
Yeah. Just anything would help.
Yeah, crisps, canned drink, literally anything.
Yeah.
I can't see you all do this, like, for a living.
I know, it's because they're already famous, though. That's the thing. Like, we have no platform to...
But it's like, when I walk anywhere, when I walk, I order some podcasts, I mean, whatever. I put the kind of I listen to. Nobody in the world's going to listen to this.
Well, some people obviously do. Because we've got that Comedy Lover...
Oh, yeah. Comedy Lover 1-3 sound real.
Well, it's not really, so I don't know who...
But... The thing is, though, it's, like, it's difficult that... doing the site, what's the best that we can ever do? I mean, Facebook is it's dynamite, isn't it?
I'm thinking we should move into YouTube videos. We'll just talk about one issue for about 5 minutes on YouTube.
Just try on Saturday?
Just make a load of YouTube videos.
Well, I don't know, but how do you do that when you're not together?
No, well, that'd be the thing, yeah. We just have to make, like, loads of them, though.
We'll try them on Friday, on. I'm literally supposed to be off a podcast, but... I'm literally on a podcast. I can't believe they made a Taken 3.
Oh, no. Because I saw Take 2 and it was awful.
I did. I mean, Taken 1 is good. Sorry, yeah. For what it is, like an action film. Taken 2 is pretty poor. And it's mental that they made a third one. That just purely shows that Hollywood have gone, well, Taken 1 and Taken 2 made a load of money. Taken 3? Yeah, why not?
Yeah. But even Liam Neeson said before, he said, oh, I'm not going to do any Taken films, it'd be stupid.
It's an absolute joke nowadays, Hollywood. It's like, literally, everything's just... Anything that's half successful is a sequel, or... Oh, let's make a remake. So, have you seen the new Dumb and Dumber? So, what genuinely do you think it was done? I thought it was genuinely funny. You know, it must be so hard now to get a new idea. Do you know what I mean?
And that's why... I think it's all just going to go... I don't know, because people are getting stupider as well. So, like, most people aren't bothered. Most people are excited to see, like... Like in Taken 3 and that. Like, it'll still make a lot more money than in the original film, so... I mean, you can't blame Hollywood if it's... Hollywood just do what makes money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But they've also got... They must... Just in terms of creativity, it's just all dying.
Yeah. But then there's, like, independent films in that.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, do you get any real... independent films do well, and you do get the occasional one that makes a lot of money. Yeah. But to get any serious... To get a serious viewing platform, you do need the big distributor to be on board.
Yeah.
I mean, when we write our film, or when there's a film made about me.
But it's like, because there's no music to be made, there's no money to be made music anymore, so, like, a lot of people are turning into, like, smaller bands and that. And, like, it might go the same with films, you know.
Maybe, but it's just stupid. But keep going. I don't know what I'm saying keep going to.
Yeah.
Keep working hard, actors out there, and writers, and... I think it's because nowadays TV's way more important.
Yeah.
There's so much good TV out there. Mainly due to things like Netflix.
Yeah, you can make money on TV as well. With adverts and that. Like, they're never going to stop having adverts on TV. Well, actually, probably will do, but...
I mean, now it's a proper native telly. It's better than films.
Yeah. With stuff like Lost and that in it, and, like, the big sort of TV shows,
yeah. Oh, yeah, but I mean, what's, like, popular now, you've got things like Suits... Breaking Bad was massive, Game of Thrones is huge, all those sort of things. It's because now, instead of having to sit down at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday to watch them, you can watch them whenever you want.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the time I watched something on telly, it wasn't sport.
I never really watched TV anymore.
So,
I mean, I watch everything on the internet.
Well, I watch it on Netflix.
Yeah. Well,
it's so good.
Yeah.
I mean,
have you got the American one on your laptop?
Yeah. The American... the films on Netflix aren't brilliant.
Yeah. They're trying to get rid of people going on, like, the American one from England.
Netflix said they won't stop people. Because it's talking to the distributors, now it's not fair. And it's like, well, yeah. they're not losing money.
Yeah. The thing is, like, there's a good thing on the English one after a while. Like, after the American one.
Come on, seven, anyway. I think that's been episode, what, 5 or 6?
5, yeah.
So it's fine, yeah. Tune in. There'll be a few more out this week, won't there? Probably Saturday. Maybe 2 Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, well, could do on Friday night.
See what time.
Yeah. Right, well, cheers, everyone.
Yeah, catch you guys later. There'll be another quiz next week, then, about that.
Yeah, I'll do one for you, Matt.
Yeah.
Am I talking really loud?
You're quite loud.
No, it's got, like, a limiter on it. So it's bringing me back down.
It's just loud for you, Mike. Just any louder for you?
Yeah, that's
can you hear this? No, I'm saying. Can you hear that?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Like tapping?
Oh, no, I can't. Right, are we going to end this?
Oh, it's not ending. I'll end this shit. Sorry, I was trying to see if this mic worked. Right, it's ended yet.
See you later. I'm trying to say bye to everyone, trying to do a closer. What right. People are going to go away with? That's what we're going to go with at the end of the thing. Right, cheers for listening, everyone. I'll see you. We'll have another one up Saturday, hopefully, or Sunday. Right, see you later. Bye, Matt.
I'll see you guys there. One time, she's let it roll.
Yeah, well, that's what it looks like what we're doing now.
Yeah, catch you guys there. Much appreciate downloading.
Yeah, see you later.